and only one, and I'm going to be here for the next hour playing a variety of tunes, mostly new. I'm going to play a lot of new stuff this week, but I do have a couple of sets coming up. If you're into Japanese punk, stick around. If you'd like to hear some contemporary covers of 80s pop songs, stick around. But if you just like good music, stick around. Here's a brand new song from the band Ghost Woman. This is Alive from Welcome to the Civilized World.
Thank you. freezer, back of the 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 freezer. All my kids will grow up working in. Kids books, kids cuisine, timeless if you know what I mean. Week, keep my head down. It'll be better next time around. Rinse and repeat. Blink and it's gone. 52 times, dead before long. I can't think about.
Enough of that noise. There's some new music for you. We kicked that set off with Alive by Ghost Woman. And followed up with Books Are Bad by Brenda. B-R-N-D-A. That's brand new from their new album Total Pain. And you just heard Eventually by Trash Man from his new EP Cool Until It's Not. Just to reiterate my former statement, this is Rick Todhunter with Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO. Thanks for being here. Do you like Japanese punk? I like Japanese punk. Let's listen to some Japanese punk, shall we? Here's the 50 Kai Tens with 1976.
Oh, Far, no bed. Nobody from home.
Snail Ramp with Almighty Five Monkeys from their album Gravity. That's 2002. In that set of Japanese punk songs, we also heard the Mighty Guitar Wolf with Fujiyama Attack from 1999. Is that right? 1999's Jet Generation album. And kicking off that set was the 50 Kaitens with 1976. Thanks for sticking around. I hope you like Japanese punk as much as I do. Fun story, back in the day when Apple Music was iTunes, and you couldn't find a whole lot of stuff that you can find on it now, my wife used to buy me for my birthday gift cards to Japanese iTunes. And I would log into Japanese iTunes and could not read Japanese, had no idea what I was buying, and I'd just take a stab at it. And Snail Ramp was one of the bands that I found that way. Anyway, come up next, a set of new music again. Rat Boys, one of my favorites, have a new single out. They're coming to the Sinclair in February. I'll be there. Maybe you'll be there. Here's that new single. This is Light Night Mountains, All That.
Roots around It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Shine up your song. was World News with their new single, Everything Is Coming Up Roses, from, I don't know what the name of the new album is. But anyway, that's the new single, and there you have it. Before that, we heard Liquid Mike with his song Claws from his new EP of the same name, and kicking off that set was Rick Todhunter-endorsed band Rat Boys with their new single, Light Night Mountains All That. And again, they are playing the Sinclair in February, so look around and get yourself some tickets. Just checking the time. I've got about half an hour. You know what? I like me a good cover. I like me a good cover, especially when it's a cover of a song from the 80s. So let's play a set of songs. Let's play two songs that are covers of 80s songs put out by contemporary bands. And then let's do a surprise cover of a 60s song from a band that I would never have expected it from. Anyway, let's kick off this set with Car Seat Headrest with their cover of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill.
It doesn't hurt me. You wanna feel how it feels. You wanna know that it doesn't hurt me. You wanna hear about the deal we're making. It's you. It's you and me. And if I only could, I'd make a deal with God. And I'd get him to swap our places. We're running up that road. We're running up that hill. We're running up that building. So if I only
take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. And this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulders. Clouds I see love shine, keeps me warm when life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. I can't stop now, I've traveled.
Try. so honest when it's just you and me. And maybe if the music is right, I'll meet you tomorrow, so late at night. And we'll go dancing, baby, then you'll see that the magic's in the music and the music's in me. Do you believe in magic? Do you believe in magic? Believe in the magic in a young girl's soul. Believe in the magic of rock and roll. Believe in the magic that could set you free. Yeah, talk about magic. Do you believe in magic? Yeah. Do you believe in magic? Yeah.
Somebody down if I never made a sound again. In your eyes, you've already spread my thighs, and you're rocking to the next big thing. Kissing the bride, 45 minutes aside. This was my dream, played out like a new team. You sucked out the feeling. Who sucked out the feeling? Where'd you go now that everybody knows and we did a couple shows out there? Look at me, I can write a melody, but I can't expect a soul to care. Kissing the bride, 45 minutes aside.
I lied to you. I said I was going to play three covers. I played four. Were you keeping track? No, you weren't. Kicked off that set with Car Seat Headrest's cover of Kate Bush's 1985 classic Running Up That Hill. We followed it with Iron and Wine and Ben Bridwell. Ben Bridwell being the lead singer of Band of Horses. With their cover of Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love Is. From the new EP, Making Good Time. We heard the Pogues with their cover of Love and Spoonfuls, Do You Believe in Magic? From the 60s. And that last tune was the great band Cheekface with their cover of Super Drag's Sucked Out. That's a brand new single from Cheekface. Good for them. Dig that song, dig the band. It's a great combination. Let's see. I think I got time for Uno Mas. So my Morning Jacket just put out the 20th anniversary deluxe edition of their album Z, which is one of my all-time favorite albums. Love the album. And I was excited to discover that on the anniversary deluxe edition, they included a track that didn't make the final cut when they released the album the first time. And you know what? It's too bad because it rocks, but it's here now. So here's The Devil's Peanut Butter by Morning Jacket. The Devil's Peanut Butter. I guess it's a new song. I mean, it was recorded back when my Morning Jacket put out the album Z, but it's just now being widely released as part of the brand new 20th anniversary deluxe edition of that album. As I said, Morning Jacket's one of my faves, and it's always fun to have a new song, especially from a new song from back around that time. In any case, I'm Rick Todhunter. This has been Exactly What Nobody Wanted on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming at WMFO.org. Thank you so much for joining me. Greg is here. He's ready for great songs about nothing good, so I'm going to slide on out of here. I'm going to leave you with the Sabres of Paradise tune, Bubble and Slide 2, from the classic electronic album Haunted Dance Hall. Have a great week, everyone. I'll be back next Monday at 6 p.m.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
Nice to be in Orbit.